شاه آبتاری more cartels because this little tinkle, we have a whole room. We need some more sound. Yeah. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Ibe Daya Kari Shaparsha Dashiya Dhamma Shaha Abhatari Atanta Dulabha Prema Paribare Dhan Shikai Sharanagati Okatera Pan Gopite Baran Abhashara Kibre Krishna Vishasha Palan Tiyana Kala Matro Kajera Shika Bhakti Bhakti Kula Bhava Bhajanangika Rupashanakana Pade Tante Trinadhari Bhakati Vinoda Pade Dhum Padadhari Amita Adham Shikhaye Sharanagati Parahe So this is the introductory song in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's series of songs, Sharanagati, which is an elaboration on the six angas, the six limbs of Sharanagati. In this first introductory song, paraphrases and expands on the famous verse from Vaishnava Tantra, Anukulyasya Sankalpa Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshishatiti Vishvaso Guptritve Varanang Tata Atmanikshepa Karpanye Sharvidha Sharanagati. The six limbs of surrender or taking shelter, the path, of, the way of taking shelter, performing activities, taking a vow to perform only activities which are favorable to pure, for cultivating pure devotion, taking a vow to forswear all activities which are which inhibit the cultivation of pure devotion, cultivating the mindset that Krishna is my only protector, my only maintainer, throwing oneself at Krishna, fully giving oneself to Krishna, and considering oneself very fallen and lowly. In the Sanskrit verse, the feeling of being very small and lowly, that comes last. Bhaktivinoda Thakur puts it first, he treats it first. So this is an elaboration on, but particularly he's put the whole process of Sharanagati in relation to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This verse is, before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's coming, this verse was extant in the world, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is elaborating how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has embellished and enriched the whole process of Sharanagati. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great gift is that Sharanagati, or which is the ultimate goal of the sampradaya, which Bhaktivinoda Thakur says is the very basis, the teachings of the Sri Vaishnava sampradaya is the very basis of the Gaudiya teachings, and their ultimate goal is to come to the level of being fully sheltered by Krishna, by Vishnu, Rama. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings begin, that's the beginning, that for them as the end, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught love beyond surrender, Sarvadhaman Parityaja is the end of Bhagavad Gita, and then you come to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this, Atanta Durlabha Prema Karibare Dan. He came to give extremely rare prem, love of Krishna. But how does he do that? Shikai Sharanagati, by teaching this process of taking shelter of Krishna, which is the life of the devotees. So, what's this got to do specifically with the holy dham of Navadvip? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kori, being very merciful to the fallen jivas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Shaparshada Shiya Dhamma Shaha Abhata. He descended into this world with his dham and with his associates. So this dham especially is meant for taking shelter of Krishna, and it's very conducive to take shelter of Krishna here, and with his associates also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally taught Krishna consciousness, but he gave the task of what he taught, he delegated the task of demonstrating certain, teaching certain principles to various devotees. Again, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has in his Jaiva Dharma, he has elaborated different devotees, different services, his insights into those pastimes. So through his different devotees, he has taught this. So this land of Navadvip is especially meant for taking shelter of Krishna, by which, with that platform of being fully taking shelter in Krishna, then that is the platform of being fully giving ourselves to Krishna, fully in a mood of great humility, fully performing only activities which are favorable for cultivating devotion, giving up all activities which inhibit devotion, cultivating the mood of being fully dependent on Krishna, for Krishna is our maintainer, Krishna is our protector. So with cultivating this in the land of Navadvip is most conducive place for doing so. And if one is actually living in Navadvip Dham, of course when we say Navadvip nowadays we often think of the town over there, but of course Navadvip in the fully spiritual sense means not a town in West Bengal, as it's not a political or social district, but it's the heart of Sri Gaura Mandala, the heart of the land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very, very important, many important statements are here for guiding our whole life in Krishna consciousness. Atantra durlabha prema karibare dan shikai sharanagati bhakadeva. So the whole process of Krishna consciousness is meant to take us out of material consciousness up to full consciousness of Krishna, full love of Krishna. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes the point here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process. It's not just something that we can imagine, but there is a process to follow, to change to purify our consciousness, and that is the process of Sharanagati. Sharanga Sharanagati Jaha Taha. Where is that? Hoibe jaha, taha pratana shune Sri Nanda Kuma. This is also very important. Who is actually following these six limbs of Sharanagati? Then Nanda Kuma, Krishna, will hear his prayers. Yes. Krishna especially wants to give us, especially this Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to give us this pure devotion, but this is how Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving it. We can't do it on our own terms and conditions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the terms and conditions. They're not difficult to follow, they're easy to follow, but we have to be sincere to take it. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Kandiya Kandiya Bole Amito Adham Shikaye Sharanagati Karohe. Uttam. This is another, particularly in this series of songs, Sharanagati. It's a recurring theme, how Bhaktivinoda Thakur presents himself as being most fallen. Kandiya Kandiya Bole, crying and crying, he says, speaking of himself in the third person, I am most fallen and lowly. But the hope is there also that teach me the Sharanagati, and in this way make me uttam, make me the topmost. Of course, when a devotee expresses a desire to become the topmost, that doesn't mean that he thinks, make me big, make me now I have to become big. But rather he thinks, he wants to come to the level of uttam adhikara, the level on which one can actually serve Krishna. So that's the prayer. When he says, make me uttam, that doesn't mean make me bigger and better than the others, but bring me to the level where I can actually serve actual service to Krishna begins at Uttam, Uttam Adhika. One has the eligibility actually to serve Krishna. So this is a theme running through his whole series of songs, Sharanagati, that I'm most fallen, I'm most sinful, but there is hope. There is hope that Krishna, if we follow this process, that Krishna will deliver us and take us far, far, not even just to the platform of sinlessness, but far beyond that which is practically which we can imagine. And then there are so many other songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur also, which describe this in so much detail. It's his, even what to speak of his other writings, his songs alone are a PhD course in Krishna consciousness, practically we could say. So anyway, you're living here, most of you are living here, I think, is it? So this is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the whole dham was revealed to him. He saw the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He saw how in future devotees will come from all over the world. He saw all this. He saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates still living, dancing, preaching in Navadvip Dham. And he revealed all that to us. And by his mercy, we can enter into that. He has given himself to us. He's given us his heart in his songs. And by cultivating that, we can also, he can bring us through the disciplic succession. He's leading us back home, back to far beyond that which we can even begin to imagine. Jogiradheya nirvishesha gyan ekane napaishtiti. That he describes in one song. I don't know if you're going to sing that. No. There are so many songs. In his Sharanagati, there are different levels also. How serving Krishna favorably here in this material world on the platform of sadhana, that shuddha bhakata charana rena bhajana anukula. So that's his basic activities which are favorable for practicing Krishna consciousness in this world. And then even while living in this world, he's entered into the spiritual world. And then in the spiritual world, what's favorable for serving Krishna there, Radha and Krishna, all these things. So he describes at different levels. Sometimes he describes himself as being very fallen and lowly, and then at other times he describes how by following this process, gradually the whole spiritual world and his position, his service in the spiritual, everything is revealed to him. So he's inviting us to come along. Then, what's the next song?